Well, as the remnants of the storm called Bill head to other states, they're expected to bring another 3 to 7 inches of rain to parts of Oklahoma, which is still waterlogged from record-setting rainfall in May. All that rain has been a double-edged sword for Oklahoma's livestock producers. Yes, it ended years of drought and will help foster hay and forage growth. But for some ranchers, the floods washed away infrastructure and herds. KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports.
Toby Bogart looks out over the South Canadian River from his ranch near Oklahoma City. Normally, it's a quiet river, a good spot for fishing. But after May's torrential rain, the river is sprawling and wild, and it's forging a new path right through Bogart's farm.
The river is supposed to be 200 yards. The bed is 200 yards over there. And it's got to stop because we're right here where there's nothing to block it now. If we get another rain, it's just going to gladly eat more and just eat it up as we go.
The South Canadian River has eroded Bogart's land piece by piece. He's already lost about 130 acres to the water. 12 of his cows were whisked away in the current, and just like that, he lost a quarter of his herd. He's since found two of them. The rest are still missing. He moved his mobile home into the middle of the street to save it from a similar fate.
I mean, I will rebuild, and it'll be stronger when I rebuild, but right now it's just devastating to know what it is, what happened. I mean, I'm wanting to just wake up and say it was a dream.
Until May, Oklahoma was in the middle of a 4-year drought. That abruptly ended when the record-shattering rain fell. But the ensuing floods caused headaches for some ranchers. Hay bales were ruined. Floodwaters destroyed fences and scattered herds, according to Oklahoma State University cattle market specialist Daryl Peel.
They may wind up a long ways from where they're supposed to be, and so there's a period there of trying to locate and get everybody back to where they belong.
There are health concerns, too. Cattle that stand around on wet, muddy ground all day can develop a bacterial infection called foot rot. And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says anytime a hot, dry period immediately follows a wet period, the conditions are ripe for an outbreak of a spore-based bacteria that lives in the soil. Anthrax.
The cattle come along and they're rummaging through the grass, so their nose is down in the dirt. That's when they can be susceptible to it. 150 years ago, millions of head of cattle traveled through our state on these cattle trails. And so when we see those bursts of anthrax occasionally, not very often, they're very rare, most likely they're going to be on one of those old cattle trails.
Kelsey says anthrax won't be passed into the human food chain through beef because any infected cattle would die from the disease before going to the slaughterhouse. Despite these new challenges, Kelsey says the rain was more beneficial than not.
Ponds are full. Groundwaters are recharged, if you will. So those subsoil groundwaters, which a lot of our grasses may tap into, especially our native grasses. So, and then grass growth throughout the prime growing season, it's just wonderful.
Because of the drought, we've been at record low cattle numbers.
Daryl Peel says ranchers just started rebuilding their herds last year. The moisture should help them continue to expand and perhaps even return to a higher production level.
But we're talking about effects that won't appear for, 1.5 to 2 years down the road. This may help by eliminating the drought conditions, ensure that we get back to a point where we see some moderation in beef prices, but it's not going to happen immediately.
Back at Toby Bogart's farm near the South Canadian River, long-term market conditions aren't the focus. His greatest concern is staying in the place he's lived since the 1970s.
I don't really know what the future holds. As of right now, I hate to give up something that I've always been on my life and worked hard and put it together the way it needed to be done, and to watch it just disappear.
Disappear as the river carries away his farm one chunk at a time. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland.